Community Matters. Solutions to local issues and leaders who are making a positive difference. From your encouraging PER, here's your host, Joshua Tubbs.
Good morning. You are tuning into Community Matters on your encouraging PER. I'm Josh Tubbs. Well, today we have Chris Beach with Relationship Foundation with us. We had interviewed him quite a while ago last year, and I thought it'd be good to kind of bring him back, see what they'd been doing, and just any new advice that they have for, you know, relationships, whether it's between married couples or families. So without further ado, Chris, how you doing today?
I'm doing well, thank you.
All right, well, so first, I guess let's start off with, just for any listeners who may not know, what is Relationship Foundation of Virginia?
Well, Relationship Foundation of Virginia, we believe that the strength of our community comes from within the family. So everything we do is to strengthen the family. We kind of do it in three pillars. The first pillar is where we have youth programs, and we're in the schools. Right now we're actually in 22 different classrooms throughout the week, teaching kids how to be in a smart relationship. And we're trying to take the R word out of relationships, and that's romance, because everybody always thinks that when we say relationships, it goes automatically to dating, but it's not the case, because everybody is in a relationship, whether it's a friend, whether it's a teacher, whether it's a principal. Everybody is in a relationship. So we teach the kids how to have the basic relationship skills, like how to talk to a friend, how to not bully, how to use your cell phone properly, how to talk to an adult. So we are teaching those classes to children in middle and high school. So that's the first pillar. The second pillar is our fatherhood component, and we teach the Boot Camp for New Dad class, which is a class for dads by dads before the baby's born. We're very excited that we're taking that statewide this year, so we're very excited about that. As well as we are do the Inside Out Dad program, which is where we go into the jails and we teach inmates how to reconnect with their children and how, you know, take a look at themselves about being a father, so when they are released, they don't recidivate and go back in. So that is our fatherhood portion. And the portion I'm always get excited about around this time of year is our relationship programs. And this is a program that, this is our part of the program where we were founded on, is to reduce divorce rates in our community, but also to keep relationships strong. And we want to make sure that we keep relationships strong, and we do them through date nights, and we do them through big speakers. In our date nights, you might come on a date night and you come out, and we don't call them marriage classes anymore, for the simple fact of, if my wife were to ask me, I want to go to a marriage class, first thing I would say is, what did I do wrong? And so we put it in a tense where people understand that this is going to be a fun night and a fun opportunity, but you're still learning. So we're very, very excited about the date nights we have. And then we have international speakers come to Virginia and do great things. So we want to definitely strengthen the relationships at the youth level, strengthen relationships between father and their children, and strengthen the relationships between couples, because we know that the best gift you can give children is a strong relationship at home and showing them what that looks like. So that's kind of what we do in a nutshell.
Okay. And how did you get involved with that?
Fortunately, through a friend. It was funny. One of the gentlemen was sitting on the board here at the Relationship Foundation of Virginia, and I coached his son in baseball. And he said, you know, you just represent, you know, you're kind of a family man. And we have four boys, my wife and I. My wife and I have been married for 16 years. And we just, you know, she's my rock. She's my best friend. And when people see us out in the community and they see our big family, they just kind of get the sense that this is what we're all about. And we're very much into our community, our church, our faith, and just really giving back to the community. And he told me about this job. I applied for it. And, you know, it's very rare where you get the opportunity to actually live out your life through your job. And I feel that's what I do on a daily basis. So I'm very blessed to have that opportunity.
Okay. So one thing I would like to kind of dive into a little bit, because, and I think when you were here last time, you'd mentioned it some, but I think because we were trying to focus more on, like, you know, a marriage, you know, aspect to it, we didn't really get to it. But what you guys do in the schools. So it's very interesting that you put it, that you said, take the romance out of relationship. And, you know, with, like, my wife and I and things like that, whenever we look at, like, marriage books and stuff like that, We try not to find the ones that are like, well, fix your marriage and re-spark romance, because we're not really looking for that. We're looking for, we want to help learn and grow with each other. So how important is it for kids to learn and grow in their relationships and not try to focus on one specific aspect of it?
That's a phenomenal question. And honestly, kids only know what a relationship looks like from what they see, because the schools do not teach relationship skills. They teach human and family life, but they don't teach them how to be in a relationship. So what they're getting and what they're seeing, children this age, what they're seeing on the internet or what they're seeing on TV or what they're seeing at home, is the relationship skills they're learning. And when they're seeing kids yelling at adults or kids yelling at cops or couples that are having children out of wedlock, such as the like teen mom phenomenon and all that, that's what they're seeing, and that's what they see as a healthy relationship. We try to teach them what a healthy relationship should look like. And one of the things that really woke us up one time is we were teaching about dating abuse. And if you're in a violent relationship where somebody is hitting you, you need to get out of that relationship. And one of the students in one of our classes raised her hand and asked the instructor, she said, how come at my house, when my mom's boyfriend hits her, my mom starts crying and apologizing to him? Well, that's what this young lady is seeing at home. That's the example that she is seeing at home, and that is what she's going to model her relationships after. And that's just a shame, because healthy relationships are the strength and cornerstone of our community. And if the children know what a healthy relationship looks like, and they know the skills and have the tools needed to be in one, then that's going to stop a lot of down-the-road consequences. And that's going to keep them from being in a hurtful relationship, where if they do end up having a child, that hurtful relationship is going to show the next child what that relationship looked like, and it's just going to continue. So we try to get the children at a younger age so they can grow with the program, so that it can really show them what a friend is before a person you date, what dating is before you actually love, what love is before you actually marry. So we're trying to show, and we also show, you know, what are the benefits of marriage? Because unfortunately, marriage is becoming one of those things that it's not, you know, seen as mandatory anymore. With nearly 50% of all children being born out of wedlock now, we're seeing definitely a dynamic that we've never seen in this country, and it's really a shame. We need to get back to committing ourselves to each other, and that's what we try to teach in the schools.
Okay, and it always kind of baffles me a little bit whenever people, I always see these videos of people going into schools and giving, you know, some sort of education to kids about something. And then there's always that one kid that raises their hand and is like, I had no idea. And like, no one told me. And we just assume that kids know these things. So what are some ways that parents can, you know, kind of get involved with their kids' life to help foster a good model of what a relationship should be?
Well, number one, communication. I mean, the number one reason for a breakdown in any relationship is lack of communication. And one of the ways that we can communicate better is set a time where you're just spending that time with your child and talking to them. Undivided attention. Put the phones away. One of the things that really baffles me is that in today's society, the average teenager will spend 9 hours, an average of 9 hours per day in front of a screen. Whether that be a TV, whether that be a cell phone, whether that be a computer, they are living on a screen. And when we go out and we go out to dinner now, people are not having dinner anymore. They're going to eat, and it really gets me when you go out to eat and you see these parents who are on their cell phones. The children are on their cell phones, and they're all sitting at the same table. So the biggest thing that I can definitely say is it's not about the quality of the conversation. It's about the conversation period and just giving that time to each other. One of my favorite quotes is, it's not about the presents you give the kids, it's the presence you give your kids. And what that means is it's not about the gifts you're giving them. It's not about the tangible things that they can see and they can wear and they can have. It's about your time, the time you spend with them. And that's the most valuable thing that you can give a child. And secondly, you know, love your spouse. The best thing you can give a child is showing them a loving relationship, because that's what they're going to model when you get older. So You know, guys, take the time to woo your wife, dance with her, give her a kiss, give her a little hug. Women, go up to your husband, give him a little back massage, snuggle with them. Kids might say, ooh, that's gross. But you know what? They're seeing that, and when they get older, they're going to model that. So, you know, the two best things, communicate with your children in a place where it's just the two of you and truly listen to each other. And then number two, model what a healthy relationship looks like at home and really love the one you're with.
Okay, so I loved how, you know, you added in there, you know, it, you know, you might hear the kid go, oh, mom, dad, that's gross. And, you know, I could very easily see, you know, for anybody who, you know, that communication may be breaking down, you know, with their child, whether it be, you know, a younger child or a teenager. And you know, I could very easily see somebody trying to start that conversation with their teenager and, you know, their teenager like, mom, really, you want to talk right now? And so what are some ways that parents, you know, that communication may be breaking down?
No, simply, children are still children. When you have to set priorities, especially when it comes to time on the phone and time with your children, because if you don't set those priorities, they're going to continue to do what they want. You are their parent. One of the things that we definitely tell our people that come to us and ask us this question is, there is a time and a place for phones, but there's also a time and a place for just conversation, whether it be a game night. Probably one of the biggest lost arts that people have is sitting down at the dinner table and just talking. But definitely having that in your daily routine and having that time and setting that boundary that this is time where we're not talking about cell phones, we're not looking on cell phones, we are having a conversation. So, you said that some teens like, I just really don't want to talk right now. If you make it part of your routine and you make it part of something that they're accustomed to, they're going to do it. But if you just give in to your children and let them do what they want to, I mean, you know, we're not a parenting organization, but this is a relationship skill, period. If you allow people to do whatever they want to do, they're going to do it because they know there's no consequence for doing it. Just like in any romantic relationship, you have to set boundaries for each other and be able to communicate openly with each other, or it's going to break down. So the number one skill is communicating with your child, communicating with the people in your household to know that this is an expectation and this is what we're going to do.
Yeah. For those of you tuning in now, we're talking to Chris Beach of the Relationship Foundation of Virginia. Switching gears a little bit and going back towards, you know, marriage and things like that. You had mentioned that you guys have date nights and things like that. And when you and I were talking before this, you had mentioned two date nights that you all have coming up. Would you like to talk about those for a bit?
Of course. And we actually have three. I just mentioned two.
Oh, three. Things, so okay. There you go.
Yes. We try to partner with local businesses here in our community and try to make them smaller businesses because we want to make sure we're giving back to the community that supports us. And we have some fun opportunities. And like I said, in these date nights, not only are you learning, not only are you enjoying time with your spouse, but you're also learning valuable skills that can help you in a relationship. And, for instance, the first one we have is it's a back rub date night. It's at a local venue here in Richmond, and we actually have massage therapists coming to teach couples how to give a proper back rub. Because I know, for instance, my wife said, can you rub my back? Well, I don't know how to rub a back. I just push on the area and just go up and down. Well, these massage therapists are actually going to come in and teach you how to find pressure points that might be tough and how to massage them out so it makes them feel better. But then, you know, the hidden lesson in there is a back massage is touch. And a lot of people, that's their love language. Through this entire date night, you'll be learning all five love languages and learn how to better, you know, be a couple through those love languages. So it's kind of hidden in there, but it's something that's really cool that we do. And it's a unique date night that not everybody else does. So that's on Valentine's night. So we're very excited about that one. And then the next one is a swing dancing date night where you learn how to swing. And it's a communication date night because dancing is a lot about nonverbal communication. And nonverbal communication leads to a lot of arguments, but it also leads to a lot of problems solved as well. So if you can work together and get to know each other's nonverbal cues, you can definitely stay out of a lot of arguments. You can definitely be happy in your marriage. And then the last one, that's the Friday night. And then the last one, the Saturday night, all Valentine's weekend, we have Spice It Up, which is a cooking class down at the cooking school downtown. And this is a class where you talk about keeping your relationship spicy and keeping the intimacy in your relationship. A lot of people are always nervous to talk about that, but you're actually in a kitchen, in the cooking school, and you're preparing your meals with other couples. And then when we sit down, we enjoy conversations of trying to keep the relationship intimate and keep it spicy. So those are three options we have coming up for Valentine's Day weekend. And we're so excited. Valentine's Day, you know, for me, guys, I can speak from experience, guys are not very creative. You don't come up with a lot of great ideas. So we do the legwork for you. So you can look like a rock star on Valentine's Day, like you planned it. We'll give you the credit. You just go on, sign up to our website, and you say, oh, this is so cool. How'd you hear about this? And you'll be like, oh, well, you know, hon, I wanted to do something fun, so I looked hard. You can take all the credit you want.
Yeah, I'd probably count under one of those guys that needs a little bit of help each year.
And nothing to be ashamed of whatsoever.
Yep. So, your third area that you guys focus on, like you have those classes for dads and stuff like that.
Yes.
And it's always interesting because, you know, dads are portrayed a certain way in the media, and you know, there's always that stereotype that kind of falls on dad. So, you know, what are some ways that dads can kind of get more involved with their kids, or just help build that relationship with their spouse, or things like that, that we can kind of do to, like, well, not we, I'm not a dad, but, you know, break that mold of this is the stereotypical dad.
Well, number one, be present. I mean, in today's society, you know, right now in America, one out of four children will go home without a father. We'll go home to a fatherless home. In the capital city of Richmond, nearly 60% of all children born will go home without a dad. And that's way too many. We need to truly have conversations around this. And in order to break the stereotype, fathers, as of recent, have been painted as a secondary figure in the media sometimes. We had this conversation, and it's called Men in the Media, when we were teaching this, and we look at dads now in a lot of the TV shows that we see, and we really don't see a lot of dads put in a positive light. Back in the 50s and 60s, you had the Leave It to Beavers. In the 70s, you had the Brady Bunch, and you saw dad as a strong, strong role model. Regardless of, you know, if a woman's working or not, that's not the point. That's not what I'm getting at right there, because women in the workplace is a wonderful thing, and I don't want anybody to think that we're saying to go back to the old times. I'm saying that we have to, you know, if men are seen as hardworking men who are committed to their family, that's great. I mean, even if you take it into the 80s and not to the 90s, the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, and you had Uncle Phil, who was a phenomenal father. But Will's dad was not present. And then you take it a step further in the 80s, we start seeing a shift where Homer Simpson is he's the dumb dad, and you have Al Bundy, who's the dad who sits there and does nothing for his wife, and he's a shoe salesman. And nowadays you see all these dads, being put down for being, you know, not man enough. So it goes on to that conversation of how do we portray dads in the media now, and what are these kids seeing? And I think if we portray dads in a more positive light, not only on TV, but, you know, there's proof in the pudding. We've seen a lot of children who are walking around that don't have their fathers present. So as men, we need to step up and take responsibility for our children. Because as when I was working with Big Brothers Big Sisters and I was a mentor for 8 years, one of the best things that a pastor told me, he said, you know what, to be a man, you got to see a man. And whether you're a man that's your dad, or whether you're a mentor, or whether you're a volunteer, men have to step up and be men and teach boys how to become men. Because without those role models, we're just doing a disservice to these young men, and they're only going to model what they see in their community. So, you know, I wish I had the answer to all of that, but, you know, we just, as men, we need to step up and show young boys how to become great men, not only men that give back to the community, but men of God that truly are modeled in his name.
Mm. And, you know, you had touched on this a little bit in the beginning, but, you know, what are some, I guess, like behaviors or things that, you know, men can be doing, whether it be in their relationship or just in life in general, to kind of help, you know, kids and not just sons, but, you know, daughters kind of have like a model of, you know, whether it's a father figure or just how they view relationships in general.
Well, there's tons of them. Like empathy is a huge one. You know, men are supposed to be hard all the time and supposed to be men all the time. And I think that's a changing dynamic that men need to show that, you know, we don't have all the answers. We need to show that we're vulnerable. We need to show vulnerability. But still, you know, be that, you know, when I'm reading this book now and it talks about the difference between men and women, men by nature are problem solvers. It's just in our DNA, and we want to solve the problem. We need to take a step back and just listen and listen to it. Sometimes people don't want their problems solved. They just want to talk. And I think as men, we need to do better at that. But then also other things that men as a whole, we could continue to work on is just not only listening, but taking time and not living to work, but working to live, because we need to put our life first. We need to put our families first. We need to put, you know, things that aren't important up front and truly show our families that they are our number one priority. So I think by doing these things, just little things like that, it doesn't have to be changing, but take 5 minutes of your day and give your undivided attention to your children. Take one evening a week and give back to the community. If we can do one thing each day and change that one thing to help make ourselves a better people, then we're going to make a huge impact, not only on our own children, but other people around us.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I only got two more questions for you. The first one is, how can our listeners get involved, whether it's through volunteering, attending date nights, things like that they can find out more information?
Well, first of all, go to our website at rfva.org, Relationship Foundation of Virginia, rfva.org, and sign up for our newsletter, because that's where we get all of our exciting date night opportunities. All of our events are posted there. We are always, always looking for fathers, always looking for dads to participate in our Boot Camp for New Dad program. If you have a child, you're qualified. And what this class does is it teaches new dads how to be better fathers. And it is we call it the Vegas conversation for dads by dads, because no women are allowed, because guys will ask questions around other guys that they won't even dare ask in front of the wives. So we want to make sure that we have a safe environment. But it's a really, really great class and a way to get, involved. We are always looking for volunteers to participate in our youth panels, where we go into the schools at the end of these smart relationship classes and get to talk to the youth, and the youth ask questions, and you're very open with these children and talk about your relationships and troubles that you've had or successes that you've had, so the children can learn from you. So we're always looking for that. Like you said, date nights, we are always looking for date nights. And just because there's a date night scheduled on our calendar, if you ever have any opportunities for your church, your civic group, your neighborhood to get together and they want to do a date night, call us, because we'd love to plan it for you and run it for you. All you have to do is show up and just pay the fee that is associated with it. So we want to help people in the community have date nights. We've done that for churches. We've done that for civic groups. So like I said, if you were interested in doing a date night where you strengthen couples, we've actually done it for PTA. So we're very, very excited about doing things like that. But we also have big events like last year, and Positive Hits was one of our sponsors last year. It's so awesome. Last year, we were able to bring Dr. Gary Chapman, author of The Five Love Languages, to Richmond. And we sold out that show. We had over 1,000 people in the Bird Theater, wall-to-wall packed. And it was absolutely amazing how many people were just so excited about hearing this, you know, one of the best-selling authors of all times. Well, this year we're very excited that we got another great speaker coming. His name is Dr. John Gray. And a lot of people say, I've heard that name before. And then when I say, men are from Mars, women are from Venus, they're like, oh my gosh, he's coming to Richmond too in April, on April 8th. So that's another way to get connected, to come to our big shows and hear these great speakers, and then go back into your communities, go back to your churches, go back to your neighborhoods and talk about what you learned and share that with others. And that's the way we're really starting to reach a broader community, is by having others attend these events and then go back and share what they've learned.
All right. Well, I got one more question for you. When you think about what it is that you do at the Relationship Foundation of Virginia, why is it so important to you to help teach people to foster better communication and better skills and better relationships with other people around them?
Simple. It's the basis of our community. I mean, if we have working families, if we have strong, loving relationships, then we will have strong children growing up in our community. If we have active fathers in our community, I just literally printed this thing out today because we're always talking about fatherhood. But if a father is involved, 39% of children are more likely to earn mostly A's in school. They're 45% less likely to repeat a grade. They are 75% less likely to give teen birth, and they're 80% less likely to spend time in jail. So just having fathers present, just having them there and being involved, the adverse childhood experiences that these kids are going through are going to go down. You know, being that we're into schools teaching kids on a relationship, if we can keep one child from becoming a teenage parent, if we can keep one child out of an abusive relationship, if we can get one child to think about their decisions before they make the choice to have an intimate relationship or to begin dating, if we can change the difference in one child, we're going to change many, many generations down the road. Because we know that the basis of a strong community, and I say this all the time, and I start it with it and I'll end with it, the basis of a strong community are the relationships within them, the family relationships, the friend relationships, the business relationships. Everything we do on a daily basis is a relationship. And that's why this is so important. And our name says it all, Relationship Foundation of Virginia. Yes, we're an organization that gives a lot of information out and really is the go-to source for information like a foundation is, but it's a dual meaning, Relationship Foundation. Relationships are the foundation for our community, and that's why this organization is so needed.
All right. Well, Chris, thank you so much for being on the show.
Well, hey, I love coming. I love the station. Love what y'all are doing, and I just appreciate the opportunity to be a part of it.
Well, as he said, you can go online to rfva.org, find out all about how you can get involved, check out their date nights, see what they've got going on. And also, you know, any like classes that they have that you want to take if you're coming up to be a new dad, you know, then you can take that class that they have there to kind of get the ropes a little bit and see what you need to do. So go online and check them out. Well, I want to thank everyone for tuning into Community Matters on Your Encouraging PER. If you have any comments, questions, or concerns, you can always email me at josh@positivehits.org. That's Josh, J-O-S-H, @positivehits.org. This show will be posted on our website, yourper.com, and you can go online, you can re-listen to the show, I'll include the link for Relationship Foundation of Virginia there as well, so you can click on that and find out more. It's just yourper.com, drop down menu in the right-hand corner and select Community Matters, and it'll be the most recent show to appear. Well, I want to thank everyone again for tuning in. I hope everyone has a wonderful and great rest of their weekend, and stay safe on the roads.